Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Two quick notes, one Mets, one Yankees. You want to get into the Yankees or the Mets one first?
You know, I've been kind of going on the Yankees here. Give me the Mets first. Let me hit that.
Did you hear the news with Manaea as far as the loose bodies?
I did. I heard that. I heard Boomer and Gio talking about that. So, I actually had that surgery.
Okay.
I did.
And then what?
I don't think it's a big deal at all.
So now he's not going to have the surgery.
No, I know.
Yet.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Okay, right. So they cortisone shot.
No, I'm not worried.
Darling talked about it on the post during the game last night, I think, saying he had it and he made his next 15 starts. Now, Darling's a different animal. I mean, back in the 80s, those guys would pitch.
These guys now.
It's like, oh, I got a bobo. I can't pitch. I'm sorry. Take me out after 4 innings. But Manaea, I expect him to come back. Stern said yesterday it's not a major setback. It's just a few days being pushed back.
Yep.
So no cause for concern as far as you're concerned?
Well, I mean, listen, anytime you get something on imaging that's not 100% clean, I'm not going to 100% dismiss it. Listen, I get it. Because especially the Mets' medical history over the years, raises hamstrings. Like, we know it's been a comedy of errors with some of the injuries for the Mets, right? So it's easy to say, oh, here we go again. I get it. I really don't think it's a big deal, Sal. It's basically just a little teeny tiny chip.
Is it a pain thing?
It could be a little bit of pain, right, which is why they shut them down a little bit. But when that loose body, it basically detaches from the bone.
Yeah.
And it just kind of floats around. Sometimes, my elbow always hurts because I had multiple surgeries. But you can have loose bodies floating around now. I'm talking to you in the car or you at work where you listen to the show and not even know it. Like, it doesn't always come with pain. Like, sometimes that just naturally chips off and then I don't know if it evaporates or dissipates, but eventually it goes away. And sometimes, with certain things, you can flush out through urine. So I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
I really don't. I think he's going to be fine.
So no worries there. No. Montas looked really good last night.
I told you he was going to pitch well.
That's predictable, right? Everybody gets nuts about these minor league numbers. I'm telling you, you can't put any stock in that stuff. But Montas looked nasty last night.
He did look good.
So if Montas and Manaea come back, maybe that could settle things down for the Mets. The one note on the Yankees, and then we'll get back to the calls, 888-808-1019. I didn't love the way Jazz handled himself last night getting tossed. I thought Boone was very calm in trying to let Jazz have his peace, but also, like, come on, dude. And even Judge trying to calm him down. Jazz put the blame on the ump. He seemed cool, calm, and collected in the post game. Hard not to like Jazz. He's got that good personality, fun-loving personality. I thought he was out of line, though, with the ejection last night.
So did I. I'm with you on this. There's a fine line between being engaged and fired up, and we loved it with O'Neal and certain guys we love it with, but I think when you cross the line where it takes away from your process and your ability to do your job, which it did. Once that happened in the batter's box, his at-bat was shot. He was cooked. And, he took it to the dugout. You're right, Judge being a captain, doing the right thing. But when you take it out to third base, he said that, I forget the ump's name.
The ump was looking at him, right.
Staring at him. All right, and if you're hot, I can understand why it's easy to bark. Dude, what are you looking at? Like, just leave me alone. I can understand that, but you got to be a pro.
He was even too hot in before that.
I know, way too hot.
Like, in the dugout, he was not calming down. The manager, Judge, whatever, they're all trying to get him to calm down. He was just, and I'm thinking to myself, what is this I'm doing? Like, throw him out of the game already and get it over with.
Yeah, they gave him a lot of rope and a lot of latitude. I thought that Jazz was absolutely wrong, no question.
And it's selfish from Jazz yep. there. So he could put the blame on the ump all he wants. He's got to handle himself better than that. BT and Sal on the fan. Mike is in Mount Vernon. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, BT, you know, a few years ago you had Aaron Reynolds on, and he said he didn't think Boone was going to take the extension if they didn't grant him more control, which obviously you don't see. I mean, and this is kind of why I was ready to move on from Cashman. Not that I don't think he's a good GM, but they go into every game with the same formula. Like you said, you know, righty-lefty matchup, this guy pitches this inning, we take this guy out here. I didn't need Clint Frazier to right. say it. He just confirmed it. And, you know, last year yeah. it worked for them, right, yeah. because Judge and Soto were amazing. And Torres, Glaber, had a great second half. But you see the same thing. Like, they don't handle every situation, every game differently. They just put out what they think they should do every time, and you get caught. And you can see it. It's frustrating.
Okay, I think there's a lot of elements of truth there, or truth. That's a tough word, truths. Mm. There you go.
Elements of truths there.
Right? It didn't come off right away. For you, it worked? Yeah, sometimes, you know, there's certain words that just don't work. That's one for me. I get you. That's been the common refrain about the Yankees for a while. Now, as per, you know, Clint Frazier, I don't give a...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
For rats behind what he says, because when you have to take that with a grain of salt. Not that he's entirely wrong or 100% lying, but when you are a top prospect and you don't fulfill your end of the bargain, guess what? You'd probably harbor some resentment. Oh, they didn't give me a fair chance. Oh, they didn't play me enough. Oh, they did this. Oh, they ruined me. Dude, take ownership of your production, or in your case, lack thereof. So I don't care what Clint said. The other thing, and
but there's truth there, though.
No, I'm not saying that there's not, but here's the thing that I think this part gets a little twisted. We are fixated on the Yankees' reliance on numbers, okay? Are you telling me that the Astros don't do the same thing?
Understood.
And the Dodgers, and this is around baseball.
But
this is what happens.
Couple of differences. Number one, those teams have won World Series recently, in recent history. That's number
one. So there's no bad teams that just spin the numbers out and just kind of react to it? You know that there are, Sal.
My issue, though, is like we're not watching those teams on a nightly basis. Maybe things would drive us nuts, but at least whatever they were doing worked. Now, some are going to say, Brian Cashman, hey, the Astros cheated. Okay, whatever, but look at what the Dodgers have done. There is a clear, whether Clint Frazier says it or not, I agree with our last caller. There is a, you feel it, you see it. Every game they're doing the same thing, meaning that, okay, this game, here's what the analytics say we should be doing with the lineup, with the lanes, with the rotation, with giving guys rest, giving guys days off, and they do it all the time. And they expect the results to be different. When it's year after year after year after year, they fall short of their ultimate goal. They have not adjusted from that plan. It drives me up a wall. I'm not saying you can't use the numbers. I'm not saying you can't go based off of matchups and analytics. I get it. They do it to a degree where I find it an absurd level, and it just doesn't work. And they believe that eventually it will, as opposed to changing their thought process a little bit.
Okay, now think about this. If Aaron Judge catches a fly ball, if Aaron Judge actually has a good World Series, if, you know, Volpe and Jazz get together on that play, if Gleyber Torres isn't staring into space when somebody's running around the bases, that's not analytically driven. That is just a breakdown that analytics have no bearing on. Again, I'm not saying...
It'd still be down in the series, though.
No, like, I know, but it would have looked different, and we would have walked away saying, all right, the better team won, but instead we walk away saying, geez, the Yankees looked like a punching bag because they were so sloppy.
I don't think they lost the World Series because of analytics or data. I just think that they haven't been good enough over the years with that type stuff to break through in the postseason, or maybe more so, they just rely on it so heavily in the regular season, and then they get to the postseason, and maybe it's a different game because it's a shorter sample size. Like, those numbers that you think are going to play out over the course of the regular season, it's a different game in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, when you get to the World Series, I know what you mean. There's also a much smaller sample because you don't play those teams as much, but I mean, I then can flip it. And again, I'm not just blindly defending the Yankees because I wish there was more gut involved than, you know, numbers crunching, whatever. But I like the numbers aspect that I always have just based on some of the geeky things that I reference on the show. You know, that baseball savant, all the things I get, barrel rate, hit rate, everything Boomer and Geo make fun of me. I believe in that stuff. I believe that it's pertinent. But if we're going to focus on when things go wrong for the Yankees and say there's too much numbers, then we got to be fair and say, well, when they win 99 games and they win the division like they usually do, it worked there as well. Like, it's got to be a little more balanced. I think it's unfair, like an unfair representation of what the analytics do for the Yankees. They get buried when they lose. And people are like, they won, but they don't give him credit.
Fair enough, but something like Volpe and the scheduled day off.
No, that bothered me. I said you got to change that.
Understood,
I said that.
But that also could have a lasting impact. Like, he had success. You plan scheduled the day off. You don't. You have him keep that day off, and now maybe you put him in a rut where
he had a 2-run triple last night.
I get your point, by the way. It's almost just like here's what the numbers say are going to happen or should happen. Let's roll it out and do it exactly like this. And more often than not, we're going to win games like that. And they just never get away from
it. I get it. The conversation's not going away. I know we got to break, though, if I got you. One more thing that I would add, too, real fast. Like, if the Yankees dropped down a couple of bunts and they didn't have their heads up their asses on the bases for the past week or so, it wouldn't feel as dire. Like, that's, again, not analytically driven. That is just an inability to play baseball, you know, of all facets.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.